Today, Shir is a Masechet Bava Metzi on Daf Pei Hei. We will begin on the last line of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, in the middle of the line with the words, V'hainu Da'amar Rebbe. Our Gemara is in the middle of a story where Rebbe had Chalishas Hadas from the great learning of Rab Lozer or Rab Shimon ben Yochai, and his father tried to give him words of comfort and told him in the second last line on this Amid, B'ni al yeraloch, don't feel bad. Shehu ari ben ari, he's a lion, the son of a lion. Vata, and you, Rebbe, who is the son of myself, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, ari ben shuol, you are a lion, but you are the son of a fox. In other words, the reason why Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is greater than you in learning is because he has a greater father than you. And now we begin today's Gemara. V'hainu da'amar Rebbe. This is what Rebbe stated concerning this incident with his father, Reb Shimon Gamliel, that shloisha anvasonin hein. There are three people who were truly humble. Ve'elu hein. And these are the three people. Abba, Rebbe was saying on his father, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, as we turn to Daf Pei Hei Omid Aleph, Ubnei Beseira, and the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael, whose names were the Bnei Beseira, and this is a Sugi in Psachim Daf Samach Vav Omid Aleph, which we'll get into in a moment. And the third one, who was a true honor, was V'yoinesin ben Shaul, Yoinesin the son of Shaul. And now the Gemara explains how each one demonstrated that he was an honor. Rav Shimon Gamliel had Amorit. Rav Shimon Gamliel was an Anav, as we said in the end of yesterday's shir, that he called himself, that you, Rebbe, my son, are an Ari ben Shuol. You are the son of a fox. So he was an Anav. B'nei B'seira, where did they demonstrate that they were truly humble? The Amor Mar, because we find him, Sachem Dov Samach Vav, and that is the sugya of Korban Pesach, Doich Shabbos, if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, is one allowed to be makar of a Korban Pesach or not? This happened very rarely. And when the B'nai B'seir, who were the Nesiim, were confronted with this question, they did not know the answer. And they asked, is there anyone here who knows the answer to that question? And they were told, yes, there is someone who has come from Bavel. His name is Hillel. And they asked Hillel, and Hillel brought them proofs that Korban Pesach is Doich HaShabbos. And when that happened, as our Gemara now relates, the Omer Mar, we learned over there in Pesachim, Hoshivu Baroish. They said, we will no longer be Nasiim. And Hillel now is the new Nasi, Uminu L'Nasi Alem. They appointed him as the Nasi over them. So they showed true Anivus. Yoinis and Ben Shaul, where do we find that he was an Anav? The Karmel El David. He said to David, Va'ata Timloich Al Yisrael. You should be the Melech over Yisrael. Vani Eyaloch L'Mishnah, and I will be second in command to you. And now the Gemara questions, Mimai, how do you know that in all of these examples they were showing true Anivus? Dilma Yoinis and Ben Shaul, he wasn't a true Anav. But the fact that he said, I'll be the second in command to you, that was because he was very pragmatic, very practical. The Chaza, he saw the Gor Alma Basa David. He saw that everybody was following David. So he saw it was useless for him to try to be the Melech. So he might as well accept David as the Melech, and he's going to be second in command. But how does this show that he show that Yonasan was a true Anav? And also, B'nai B'seira Nami, the Chaza Lehil Dadav Minayu. They saw that Hillel was better than them, as Rashi explains, that the halachas that they were asked in the Beis HaMedrash, they didn't know the answer, and they were embarrassed. So they said, if we have someone greater than us here, then we have to appoint him as the Nasi. We are just getting embarrassed by questions that we can't answer. But that does not prove that they were truly humble. Ela Rav Shimon Gamliel Vadei Anvason Hava. When Rav Shimon Gamliel said that he's a shu'al, that indeed was true anivus. Continues the Gemara, and this is related to what we learned before on Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis and Daf Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, concerning Rab Lozer, the son of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that he was made as a officer of the king, and he was afraid that one time he caused a fellow Jew to be sentenced to death, and perhaps erroneously, and as a result, he was makabel on himself yisurim, terrible yisurim, and as a reward for the yisurim that he accepted upon himself, the Gemara told us in Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph that for 18 to 22 years, as his body lay in an attic, a rima, a worm, was not able to be sholated, had no power over the body of Rav Lazar, and his body did not disintegrate. Said Rebbe, Amar Rebbe, when Rebbe heard about what had happened to Rav Lazar, Chaviv and Yisurin, I see that Yisurim are precious. As Rashi says, Shara Shehoilu Yisurin Shabalazar, Shalai Shalta by Rima. He saw what an effect the Kabbalah's HaYisurim was on Rav Lazar. Kibul Alei, so Rebbe himself was Makabul upon himself Yisurim, Tlai Shoshani for 13 years. Shish six, Bit Simi Rasa. He accepted upon himself, Rashi says Simi Rasa is Evan Shabimakam Ktanim, which means a stone in the urinary tract, which is very painful. And Sheva Bit Tzafrina. Tzafrina, Rashi says, is Choyli Shabataycha Pe, sickness in the mouth, which is thrush. The Amri Law, the others say, was the opposite. Shiva Bit Simirta, that he had 7 years of a stone in the urinary tract, and Vishis Bit Tzifrina, and there were 6 years of thrush, a total of 13 years. And now the Gemara continues, Ahu Riyore, the Bay Rebbe, the stable man, as Rashi says, the Shomer Susan, the one who watched the horses, the Bay Rebbe in the house of Rebbe, Havi Atar, he was richer, Mishvar Malka, than the king of Persia. And Tosfos explains, the only Tosfos on our Amid, Pirish Mizevel Bay Meisav Shal Rebbe. Rebbe had so many animals, and they produced so much manure. And the stableman was given the rights to all the manure that the animals of Rebbe produced. And that made him richer than the king of Persia. And we find a similar thing Tosfos brings down from the Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis, that Zevel Bei Moisef Shal Yitzchak V'lekaspoiz Avishal Avimelech, that Yitzchak was richer than Avimelech, the Zevel of his animals were worth more than all the gold and silver of King Avimelech. Continues the Gemara, Kad Havi Raman Kisses Solach Yusa, when the stablemen would give food for the animals, Havi Ozul Kola, so there was a lot of noise when the animals were eating, B'tlas Amili, you could hear it 3 mils away. Have a mechavin, so the stableman would throw out the food, the rummy, but he would throw out, but he shite at that time, the Al Rebbe Lebeisa Kisa, when Rebbe would go into the bathroom, and at that time, when he would urinate, there would be such sounds coming from Rebbe because of the pain that he was enduring, and they hoped that the sound of the animals eating would drown out the noise of Rebbe screaming in agony. V'afilo hachi, says the Gemara, even though they tried to do this, and the stableman was mechaving to feed the animals when Rebbe went to the basic kisei, but yet, ma'avr le'kalei le'kalayu, the sound of Rebbe's agony was louder than the sound of the animals eating, which could have been heard 3 mils away, as the Gemara mentioned before. And Vishamulei Nechuseyama, even the travelers on the sea, heard the screaming of Rebbe in agony. That's how terrible the Yisurim of Rebbe was. Vafilohachi, says the Gemara, even though Rebbe endured such terrible Yisurim, Yisuri Rav Lazar Rav Shimon Adifim to Rebbe, the Yisurim of Rav Lazar Rav Shimon were better than Rebbe's. Why? Dilu Rav Lazar Rav Shimon me'avabo me'avaholchu. They came through love, and they went away through love. As the Gemara said before, that during the daytime, Rav Lazar, who wanted to learn Torah, and these Yisurim would have stopped him from learning Torah, so he it was mispalled that they should be taken away, and they were taken away out of the love that Hashem had for Rav Lazar. And at night, then he asked that they should come back. But the Rebbe, Al Yedei Maisa Bo, Al Yedei Maisa Olchu, Rebbe didn't have such power over his Yisurim, but rather, in Rebbe's case, the Yisurim came to Rebbe through a certain incident that happened, as the Gemara will now explain, and the Yisurim left Rebbe because of another incident. And now the Gemara elaborates. Al Yedei Maisa Bo, they came through an incident, Mahi, what is that? What's the story there? Dahu Egla. There was this calf. Dahavi Komamti Lelishchita. They were leading it out for Shchita. Ozul Tal Yulereshe Bekanfe de Rebbe Vikobachi. It went and it hung its head in the corner of the garment, in the folds of the garment of Rebbe, and was crying. It knew, it felt that it was being taken out to be killed. Omar Lay, and Rebbe said to the calf, Zil, go, Lekachli Tzarta. That's why you were created. Don't feel bad. Don't cry, that's what you were created. And this showed a certain exorius on the part of Rebbe. And what is that exorius? Explains to Marsha, because normally a calf is not taken out to slaughter, but rather he develops into a cow and an ox. He plows, and when he gets too old to plow, then he's taken out to slaughter. So Rebbe showed a certain amount of achzorius by not feeling the pain of the egel who was being taken out before his time. So really, the mida, keneged mida, should have been that Rebbe should have died prematurely as well. However, since he had such yisurim, which he was mekabel on himself, that equaled dying early, and that's why he did not die early. So explains the Marsha. Amri, they said in Shemaim, Hoyov loy komarachem, since he didn't have mercy on this eagle, leso le yisurim, let yisurim come upon him. Vayidei maisa holchu, his yisurim went away also because of a certain incident. Yoyim echad, one day, havikoknasha, amsei, the Rebbe besa, the maid of Rebbe was sweeping his house. Havi shodi, the Bach tells us, we dropped the last aleph in the word. Havi shodi b'nei karkushta, there was cast there in the house of Rebbe a litter of baby weasels. As Rashi says, B'nei Chulda, V'kok Kanshalu, and she was sweeping them out, and they were going to get killed. Omar Lo, so Rebbe said to his maid when he saw this, Shafkinu, leave them. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'rachamo V'kol Masva, Hashem has mercy on all his creations. Amri, they said in Shemaim, Hoylu Merachim, since now he's showing mercy, Nerachim Alei, we will have mercy on him, and we will take away Rebbe's Yisur. Continues the Gemara, Kulu Shnei Yisuri, the Rebbe Lezer, all the years of the Yisur of Rebbe Lezer, Leishachav Inish Blazizmane, nobody died before his time. Kulu Shnei Yisuri, the Rebbe, all the years of Yisur of Rebbe, Leitzrich Amalamitra, the world did not require any rain. The Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Rabba Bar Rav Shila said, Kashi Yomid Mitra, the day of rain, when it rains, it's so difficult, Ki Yomid Dina, like the day of the Bezdin. As we learned above, Akamadav Pei Beis, that Ezra was Masakin, that Bezdin should be Yoshrun Sheni V'chamishi, on Mondays and Thursdays, and those are days where people do not do their regular activities, and there's a lot of tumult, because of the Dine Torah that are taking place in the Bate Dinim. And so also when it rains, people are prevented from doing their normal routine, and there's a lot of tumult. So the day of rain is equal to the days of Din. V'amar Amemer, and Amemer said, Ilav, Tzorach La'alma, if the world would not require rain, Bo Rabban Rachmila, the Rabban would daven, they would be mispallel that rain should be taken away, Mevatlele, to be Mevatel, the rain cycle. Afilohachi, even though in the days of Rebbe there was no rain, Kiavi Akri Pugla Mimishra, when they would pull out a radish from its bed, have a kaima bira malumai, there was a hole left that was full of water. In other words, the ground was saturated with moistness and with water, even though it did not rain. And the Marsha explains here in the Sugya that the Yisurim of Rab Lozer and the Yisurim of Rebbe and the Schus that came as a result of those Yisurim were Mida Keneged Mida. The reason Reb Lazar was mekabel on himself Yisurim was because he felt that maybe he caused the premature death of a person, even though that person had committed very serious averis, as the Gemara related before. So since his Yisurim was because he thought he was instrumental in causing someone to die prematurely, therefore, in that schus, nobody died in the days of Reb Lazar before his time. And since Rebbe was mekabel Yisurim because he did not have mercy, so therefore, as a schus, because of his Yisurim, there was an outpouring of mercy on the world, and it was not necessary to have the tumul and all the inconveniences of rain, and yet the crops grew with plenty of moisture. Continues the Gemara. Ikla Rebbe la'asid Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Rebbe once came to the place of the city of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Omar le, he said to the inhabitants there, Yesh le ben lo isa tzadik, does that tzadik have a son? Omru le, they told him, Yesh le ben, he has a son. But you don't want to meet this son. He didn't quite make it to his father's level. V'chol zoyna sheniskeres bishnayim, every harlot who was very attractive, who people would pay double the amount that they usually would pay for a zoyna, soichar toy, that zoyna would in turn hire him, bishmoina, for 8 times the regular value. And on the side, Rabbi Shai Pick has ba'arbo, 4 times the regular value. So in other words, he was such a handsome person that all the zoynas flocked after him. The son of Reb Lazar had come to such a low level. Asiya, they brought this no goodnik to Rebbe. Asmecha, he gave him smicha. Berebbe, he gave him the title of Rebbe. And Rashi explains, in order that he should be zealous to live up to his name, that he's being called a Rebbe, and he should go and learn Torah. Va'ashlame, he gave over this boy to his uncle, L'Rab Shimon ben Issia ben Lakunya, who is, Rabbi Shaya Pick again says not Achois, but Achva de'ime. It was this boy's mother's brother. And Ben Yoyada explains, since Rov children go after the Achio Aim, after the uncle, so Rebbe was saying to Reb Shimon ben Issi ben Lakunya that this is in some way your fault if he turned out to be an evil person who had sunk to the lowest of lows. It must be that you have some cause in this, because most children go after their uncle, and therefore I'm giving him over to you that you should make sure to turn him around. Kol yoima, every day, hava omar, so this boy would say, l'kriyasi on the ice, I want to go home, I want to stop learning. Omar lei, so Reb Shimon, his uncle, said to him, chochem of du yasach, they want to make you into a chochem, v'gulso de dave porsolach, and a golden garment they want to spread over you, v'rebi korolach, and they want to call you a Rebbe. He was telling him all the loyal shmas why you should be learning. Va'at amrat, and you're complaining and you're saying, l'kriyasi on the oizel, I want out of here, I want to go back to my city. Amar lei, when the boy heard this, he finally said, mumi, I swear, azuvada, this thought is gone, I'm not going to make this request anymore, I'm going to sit down and start steiging away. And he became taka an adam gadol, ki gadol, when he grew up, and he became an adam gadol, asa, he came, yosef m'sifta the Rebbe, sat in the yeshiva of Rebbe. Sham Yelakalya, Rebbe heard his voice. Omar, Rebbe, who had not seen him for many years, but he heard the voice. So Rebbe said, Ha kolo dami lakolo de Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. This voice is like the voice of Reb Lazar Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Omar Le, they told him, yes, you know why it sounds like Reb Lazar? Because Brehu, because this is the sound of his son. And in other words, that boy who had been an oisvarf, who a no good nick, his uncle turned him around, and now he became an adam gadol. Kari Olay, when Rebbe heard this, he said on this boy and his uncle the following pasuk in Mishlei, Pri tzadik eitz chayim, V'lekeich nefashas chacham. Who does this refer to? Pre-tzadik. The fruit of a tzadik is Eitz Chaim, is a living tree. Zeh, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. This is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who was the son of a tzadik, and he himself had become an Eitz Chaim, a living tree. He had become a Talmud Chacham. V'lekeach nefashas chacham. The one who takes nefashas is a chacham. Zerub Shimon ben Issa ben Lekuni. This is his uncle who turned him around. As Rashi explains, why is it called what Reb Shimon ben Issa ben Lekuni did? Lekeach nefashas. Says Rashi, hamalamdei Torah kineu leben. The one who teaches him Torah acquires him for a son. And this is similar to what we find in Bamidbar Paragimel. Ve'ela toil this Aaron and Moshe b'yom dibra Hashem es Moshe b'Har Sinai. These are the children of Aaron and Moshe, when Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai. And then in Pasuk Beis it says, ve'ela shmois b'nei Aaron. Habachor, Nadav, Aviu, Elazar, v'Samar. And Rashi points out over there, ve'ein oimasker el b'nei Aaron. It says the children of Moshe Aaron, and only mentions Aaron's children. V'nikro toil this Moshe, and yet they're called the children, the descendants of Moshe, l'fi. Shalom dan Torah, because Moshe taught them Torah. Melamed, this teaches us. Shekala Melamed, it's ben chaveroi Torah. Malo olav akosav kilu yoldoi. That whoever teaches the son of his friend Torah, the Torah considers it as if he has given birth. And that's why here the children of Aaron were considered children of Moshe. We're soon going to have in a few lines, we're going to have more Mamore Chazal concerning Hamalamed ben Chaveroi Torah, but we have a similar Chazal that call Hamegadel Yosim Etoich Beisoi Mala Olav Akosav Kilu Yaldu. Whoever raises a Yosim in his house, the Torah considers it as if he gave birth to that child. In the beginning of the Evan Ezer, I believe it's the Pischei Tshuva who brings down a Shiloh whether a person who is Megadol Yosim could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu. And he says it's totally in a machloik is between the Drisha and the Taz. When Chazal say Ki'ilu, does that mean Mamish? Or it's just a Moshel, but it's not Mamish that as if he gave birth. So if we say it's Ki'ilu Yoldoi Mamish, then you would be Mekayim Peruvu. If it's not totally that he gave birth, it's only like it, then he would not be Mekayim Peruvu. I believe the same is spoken about concerning Hamalamed is ben Chaveroi Torah. We see Rashi in Chumash says from Chazal, Ki'ilu Yoldoi. So the same thing. Does Ki'ilu Yoldoi mean that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Peruvu with a child who you have taught? Could Rab Shimon ben Issi ben Lekunya have been Mekayim if he didn't have any other children? Could he have been Mekayim Peruvu by causing his nephew to become a big Talmud Chacham? Or Ki'ilu doesn't mean Ki'ilu Mamish Yoldoi. L'chaira, it would be totally in that same achloikis of Kol HaMegadol Yosim Etoich Beisoi. If anyone has a source that discusses this question, whether you can be Mekayim Peruvu with teaching someone Torah, please send me an email to grossman@ou.org. Continues the Gemara. Ki noch nafshe, when this boy died, amtu lamarta davu, they brought him to the cave of his father, to where his father's kever was. Havahadra lo achnu lamarta, there was a snake that was encircled around the cave. Omar lay, so they said to the snake, Achna, Achna, snake, snake, Psach Picha, open up your mouth. V'yichnas ben Eitz Halaviv, let the son of Reb Elazar come and join his father. Loi Paschalu, but the snake did not open its mouth. And we had learned before that the same thing happened with Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And there the snake did open up its mouth and let the tail untangle itself and the circle open up. He did let Reb Elazar come into the kever of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Here, he did not let Reb Elazar's son come in. Svurmam, the people thought, Loimer to say, Shezeg, Olamizeh, that Reb Elazar was greater than his son. Yatzavas kol abas kol came out for armor. Loim of nations that go and said, it's not because her blood is greater than his son. Ella, zehoyu b'tzar mara v'zehoyu b'tzar mara. Because Rabbi Lozer, as Rashi brings down, was together with his father, as the Gemara tells us in Masech to Shabbos, Taf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, he was hiding from the Romans for 13 years, and he was in a cave, and he had the sand up to his neck, and he was supported only with a brook of water and with a boxer tree. So that tsar from the cave where he was hiding from the Romans, he experienced that. His son, Rabbi Lozer's son, did not experience that. And that's why Rabbi Lozer's son, Rabbi Yossi, did not experience that. So therefore, it's not because Rabbi Lozer was greater, but it was because he had experienced that tsar mara and Rabbi Yossi, his son, did not. That's why Rabbi Yossi could not join Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Lozer could join his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Continues the Gemara. That Rebbe continued his search for sons of great gedolim. The Gemara is later going to explain why did he do this. Ikla Rebbe la Asrei the Reb Tarfon. Rebbe came. Before I go on, I just want to speak out a Igris Moshe from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Yerdeya Aleph Simon Kuflam and Hay, who asked the question: how in the story before could Rebbe have given Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Lozer, who at that time was a no goodnik, how could he have given him smicha? The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dal Halacha Ches, that we don't give smicha only to someone who knows the paskin b'chol makim. And Rabbi Lozer's son, Rabbi Yossi, at that time certainly did not know that. And Kal v'chomer, you wouldn't give smicha to someone who's not a Yoreh Shemayim, as the Rambam says there in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. So how could Rebbe give smicha to Rab Yossi at that time? And Rab Moshe suggests two answers. Number one, he didn't give it to him in writing. He only gave it to him by name. And it's only after he proved himself to be a Gadol that Rebbe gave him the smicha actually in writing. And when the Rambam says he can't give smicha, he's speaking about in writing. The second answer is that he gave the smicha al tnai. If you sit down and shteig, if you become an Adam Gadol, then retroactively, you will have fulfilled the condition and you will be called a Rebbe. However, if you do not fulfill the Tanai, then you will not receive smicha. Your smicha will be not valid. Continues the Gemara. Ikla Rebbe Lasa Reb Tarfon. Rebbe came to the city of Reb Tarfon. Omar Lahu, we said to the people there, Yesha ben Lai Sitzadik. Does Reb Tarfon have any children? Whenever Reb Tarfon wanted to prove something, he would say, I'll prove you that what I'm saying is 100% true, because if it's not true, let my children be buried. Let them be cut off. So Rebbe was choshish that maybe, since we know a klol of a tzaddik could work even on a condition, so maybe even though what Reb Tarfon said was 100% true, but maybe the klala worked anyway, and maybe he didn't have any children. Amru loy, they told him, Ben Ainlo, he doesn't have a son, but Ben Bas Yeshloy, his daughter has a son. In other words, Reb Tarfon has a grandson, but the same as Reb Yossi. V'chol zoynish and iskeres b'shnayim sechartu b'shmoyna. Or it says on the side, Mesar Shashat Sparbo. Any Zoyna who you have to pay double her value will hire him either for 8 times his regular value or for 4 times his regular value. He was so handsome. Aishula Kameh, they brought the son, the grandson of Reb Tarfon in front of Rebbe. Omar Leh, Rebbe said to this boy, Ihadras Bach, if you do tshuva, Yahiv Nelach Bar Torah, I'll give you my daughter. I once heard from Rav Zelig Pliskin Shlita, that we see in the Gemara before that we learned on Daf Pei Dalid that Rabbi Yochanan gave his sister to Rish Lakish. Imagine someone reading a shidduch to his sister, I have the head of the Ganavim, I have somebody who belongs to the mafia as a good shidduch for you. And yet we see that the same here with Rebbe. Rebbe gave his daughter. We see that the Chazal had such a penetrating view and knew what the person was all about and what his potential was all about, that they were able to definitely say that this person will turn into an Adam Gadol, as we see the case with Rav Shlakish, and as we're now going to learn with the grandson of Rav Tarfon. So Rebbe said, I'm willing to give you my daughter. I know you're going to become a great person. Hutterbay, he did tshuva. Ikedi Amrisam say Nasr Vigirsha. He married Rebbe's daughter, but he divorced her. Ikedi Amrisam say Le Nasr Klal, he did not marry her. Why? Kedei Shlo Yarmida, people shouldn't say Bishvil Zu, because of Rebbe's daughter, Chazer Zeh. He did tshuva because he wanted to become the Edom, the son-in-law of Rebbe. Tosfos before, on Daf, Peidalid, Amid Aleph, Divrei Maskil, E. Hadrasbach points out that in the sugya over there, Rish Lakish did marry Rabbi Yochanan's sister. We find over there that when Rish Lakish was sick, Rabbi Yochanan's sister came pleading with Rabbi Yochanan that she should let her, that he should let her husband Rish Lakish live. So they got married. So why wasn't Rish Lakish worried about the same thing that the grandson of Rav Tarfon's word, Kadesh Lo Yomru, Vishvil Zu Chazer Zeh? So there are many answers given. The Ben Yoyada says that over there it was done in private between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, so he wasn't so concerned. However, here it was done in front of other people in public, and therefore he was more attuned to the perception of what people would say, and therefore, according to this Ikedi Amri, he did not marry the daughter of Rebbe, but yet he did tshuva anyway. Why is Rebbe going around and looking for the sons or grandsons of Gedolim? The answer is the Amr Rav Yudah Merav. The Amrulan, some say Amr Rav Kiva Rav Amr Rav Yochanan. The Amrulan, some say it was Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nechmeni Amr Rav Yonasan. Kol Amalamed Ben Chaverah Torah Zoych of Yeshu B'Shivu Shomala. Whoever teaches his son of his friend Torah is Zoych to sit in the Yeshiva Shomala. The Masifta de Rekia, Shenemar, Im Toshev, Yirmiyo says to Kal Yisrael, that Hashem told me that if I am able to bring back Kal Yisrael to Hashem, they'll do tshuva from their averis, Vashif Cholofanai Tamei, I will bring you back and you will stand in front of me, you will be in the Yeshiva Shomailo. The Cholam Alamed is Ben Amoritz Torah. Whoever teaches the son of an Amoritz Torah, Afila Kodesh Baruch Hu Goyzer Gzeira, even if Hashem was Goyzer, Gzeira Mevatla Bishvila, he will be Mevatla because of that person who taught not a Ben Chaveri, but a Ben Amoritz. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Vim Toitzi Yokr Mizoilil, if you will be able to bring out preciousness from something that is base, as Rashi says, if you will be able to bring out a Talmud Chacham from an Abba Oret, says Hashem, Kefi Sihye, you will be mamish like my mouth. And the Marsha says that in these two Chazal, it's Mida Keneged Mida. The one who teaches is Ben Chaveroi, who caused him to come into a yeshiva, so therefore he's Zoicha to learn in the yeshiva Shamala. The person who's able to create a Talmud Chacham from an Amoritz, he's being Mishana de Teva. He's changing the nature of things. The nature of a Ben Amoritz is that he should become an Amoritz. So Mimela he's Zoicha to be Mishana de Teva, the Gzeiris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was Goyzer a certain thing, that he's able to be Mishana those Gzeiris because he made a Shinui in the Teva of creating a Talmud Chacham from an Amoritz. The Rav Yitzchak Kuttner's Zitzal in Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, the last mimer in the Sefer, which is entitled Dvar Torah Binyan Limud Tanoikis Shabbos Rabban, which is written in Yiddish, and I believe it was said to a gathering of Torah Mesorah Mechanchem, Rav Kuttner, in a beautiful mimer, points out that there are two psukim that deal with teaching children. One pasuk says, "Vaydatim levanecho levnei vanecho yomer sharmanatul levnei Hashem lekecha b'chayrev," and this is the mesorah of Torah of Av leben, of which, in the time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel, as we have in the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Baram Zachar Ish l'Toy of Yeshua ben Gamliel Shmoy, that he was the one who saw that the Yisoyimim were not functioning. And as Rav Huttner explains, there was a defect in the whole Mesorah of Av Leben, because if the Mesorah of Av Leben would have been strong, then the Yisoyimim of that generation would not have suffered. And since they were not picking it up, it means the whole atmosphere of Mesorah of Av Leben was not good. And therefore, he made a substitute of a Rebbe to a Talmud. And as Rav Huttner explains, we are not proud of that, of the compulsory education that Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel instituted in every city, but rather it's a shame for us that it had to happen. That it's like a country where all the children are on incubators. There's a defect in the mothers of that country. So too, there is a defect, not something we're proud of. It's shameful for us, but Yeshua ben Gamliel saw that this is something he has to do. But that's all in the Mesorah of Oidatel v'necho v'nei v'necho, of Av Leben, and a Rebbe is a substitute for the Av. There's a second pasuk, which states, Es asher yeshna poi imonu amoyd ayoyim ufnei Hashem lekenu, ves asher inenu poi imonu ayoyim. This is not the Mesorah of Av Leben. This is called Matan Torah of Neshamos. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is teaching everyone in Klal Yisrael, the ones who were alive at the times, the future generations, the Nafka Minna, says her footnote between the two psukim is, that if Torah was only based on the first pasuk, then if there would be one generation where there was no Torah taught to that generation, the chain would be broken. The ring of the chain would have snapped, and there would be no Mesorah from one generation to the other, because there was a hefsik of one generation, and in Mele the whole chain would be broken. And that's why it was necessary to have a second pasuk. The second pasuk is where Hashem himself is teaching the generation that stood at Har Sinai and all future generations. And in that teaching, the Rebbe, who's not doing Av Leben, because he's doing a Talmud Chacham from Amoritz, that means that the chain has been broken. The ring in the chain has been broken. There is no Av Leben at all. It's not a substitute for an Av to a Ben. But rather, there's no Av at all. There, it's Hashem teaching. And if the Rebbe is able, as Yirmiyahu said, Vim Toitzi Yokar Mizoilo, if you take preciousness from base, then Kifi Siya, you are like the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Hashem is directly teaching that next generation that had a break in the chain. So you too, you who are Moitzi, the Talmud Chacham from the Amoritz, you are in place of Hashem, like you are the mouth of Hashem himself, and Hashem himself is teaching the generation at Har Sinai and all future generations. There, even if the chain breaks, it's still possible to have a Yoiker Mizoilel, a Talmud Chacham coming out from an Amo Aretz. Ayin Shom for all those who are able to read Yiddish, a beautiful mimer of Rabbi Yitzchak Kuttner Zitzel. Amar Rav Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Shehu Talmud Chacham, Ubnoi Talmud Chacham, Uben Benoi Talmud Chacham, who, if you're a Talmud Chacham, your son's a Talmud Chacham, your grandson's a Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein Torah Pesekes Mizar Loilam, Torah will never stop from your children forever, from your descendants. Shenemer, Vanizois Brisi, this is my covenant, says Hashem, Leomushim Mipicha, Umipizarach, Umipizarach, Omar Hashem, Me'atavad Oilam, it will not stop your children, grandchildren, says Hashem, forever. My Amar Hashem, what do we need that Hashem should say? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Arav L'chabot Avar Zeh, I am a guarantor in this matter. My Ma'atavad Olam, Amar Yirmi, Mikan Ve'elach, Torah Mechzer Asach San Shloi. Once you have three generations, Torah comes back on its host, its home, and it already goes from one generation to the other. Says the Marsha, although it says in Pirkei Avos that Haskin Atzmo Lulmoy Torah Sheni Yerushalach, prepare yourself to learn Torah, it's not a Yerusha. So this seems to contradict our Gemara that once you have three generations and the Torah will not stop forever. So the Marsha says, of course, it doesn't come automatically. You have to put in your efforts. But if you put in your efforts, what our Gemara is saying is that you will be able to reach the same level as the previous generations, based on the schus avos, based on the continuity of Torah from one generation to the other. It's already done three generations, so that's the point of Torah machzer zachsan yishalah. But of course, your amelis will still be required. Rabbi Yosef arben tanis. Rabbi Yosef sat 40 fast days. Vakriyu, they read him a pasuk in the chaloyim. Loi yomish mipicha. Torah will not go away from you because you fasted 40 days. Yosef Arbom Tanis Achrini, He fasted another 40 days, and they read him in a dream, it won't stop from you or your children. Yosef de Marshal puts in, instead of Meyah, he puts in Mem, and so too in the future Gemara, we're going to see Meyah, all the Meyahs we're going to learn are Mem, 40, another 40 Tanis Acharin, Osuv Akriyu, Lo Yamush Mipicha, Pizaracha, Pizera Zaracha. Omar, he said, I don't have to fast anymore. Mikam Ve'elech Lo Tzrichna, Torah Machzer Sachshan Shalom, because Torah is going to come back to its host, and from now on, it's going to continue from one generation to the other. Rab Zera, Kisolik L'Ard Yisrael, when Rab Zera went up and made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef, here's where the Marshal says, not Meya, but Mem Tanisa, the Lishtachach Gemor de Bavlo, Rashi says, Gemor Shalonu, our Talmud Bavli, he fasted 40 days that he should forget it. Gemor Bavlo Minei, Rashi says, because there's a difference, a fundamental difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, it's like oil that every Noichen Zel Azer, Rashi brings down the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet Kishemen Umiyashvim Esatayimim Beloy Kushes Uperukim. They're not out to get each other, but rather there's a search for truth, and very amicably they, like oil in harmony, they come to the right conclusions through a total search for truth. However, in Bavel, there is some personal things there between one and another. It's a very tough back and forth. It's not necessarily 100% for the search of truth. And there's some personal agenda there as well. And in Mela, the Gemara says, Kehecha Deloy Nitraday, he wanted to forget the whole Talmud Bavli. He shouldn't get distracted with the Talmud Bavli, and he should be able to learn the smooth, oil, harmonious type of learning, searching for a total truth of Eretz Yisrael. Yosef, not Meya, but Mem Achurinissa, another 40 Tanaisim. Dulay Lishka Rav Lazar Bashanya, the Rav Lazar should not die while he was alive. Enough Malave, Mili de Tzibur, that should fall on the back of Rav Zera, all the matters of the congregation that he would have to take care of in place of Rav Lazar. The Yosef, not Meya, but Mem Achurinissa, another 40. Dulay Nishlet Bein Nur de Gehenim, that the fire of Gehenim should not have any domain over him. How did he check this? Called Tlosin Yom every 30 days. Have a Barak Nafshi. He would check himself. Shogar Tanur. He fired up an oven. Solik. He went. Vyasim Gavay. He sat in it. Veloy Havi Shalter Beinur. And the fire had no effect on him. Yom Echad one day. Yav Bei Rabbanan. Any the Rabbanan gave an iron horror. Veichruch Shake. And his thighs became singed. Vekorele. He got like a nickname. Cotton. He's Rab Zera. Zera is a short form for Zeira, which means a small one. Chorech Sake, his thighs are singed. Omer of Yudomer Rab, my distiv, what is the Pshat in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which states, Mio Isha Chacham, who is the wise man? The Yavin is always who will understand the following. Vashadibir Pi Hashem Elov, and Hashem speaks to him, that's a Navi. So we're speaking about Chachamim and Nevi'im. V'yagidu, they should say, Alma of the Oretz, why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? Why was there a Churban Beis HaMikdash? Dover ze Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said it, as Rashi says, Mio Isha Chacham. V'loy Pirshu, they were not able to explain why it was destroyed. Amru Nevi'im. They asked in the Nevi'im to explain it, as we learned the Pasuk said, Asher Diber Pi Hashem, Asher Dvar Pi Hashem Elov. That refers to the Nevi'im. V'loy Pershu, they weren't able to explain it. Ad Shepir Shach Kodesh Baruch Hu Batzman, until Hashem himself explained, Shenemer V'yom Hashem, Hashem said, Al Ozvem Estar Rasi, you forsook my Torah, Asher Nasati Lefneim. There's an extra word here, Rashi says, Kro Yisera, that I gave them. What is that teaching us? I'm Rav Yudim Arav, Shalai Bircha Batar Tchila. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the first Beis Hamikdash, because they did not make a bracha at the beginning. So Rashi says, what's the bracha? In parentheses, he says, Asher Nasan Lanu Tyrus Emes. However, the Bach says, that's not the pasuk that they did not say. The pasuk is the one that, in Birchas HaTorah, Asher Brachar Banu Mikolo Amim, V'Nasan Lanu Estarasai. We learn that from the extra words in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Asher Nasati Lefneim. Those words of Nasinus HaTorah, Asher Brachar Banu Mikolo Amim, V'Nasan Lanu Estarasai, Birchas HaTorah, Nasan HaTorah, they didn't say.
And as Rashi explains, they were megalad das she'ena matana chashuv lahem, that the matana of Torah is not chashuv, that they didn't make a bracha. The Torah's Chaim asks the question that we know the first place when Yisrael was destroyed because Gilei Arayah shvichus dam avodah zarah. Here it's saying because they didn't make a bracha in the Torah tchila. The Taras Chaim answers that, of course, it was because Gilei Arayah was talking about Azara. The Gemara here wants to know, why wasn't the Schus Torah Megan on them that they should not sin with the three Chomer Averis? The answer is because their Torah was not a sincere Torah, and the proof is they didn't make a brach in the beginning. That's why Torah had no Haganah on them. There's a famous run in Mesachtes Nedarim on Daf Pei Aleph, who says the pshat in this Gemara in the name of a hidden Megillah, Megillah Storm of Rabbeinu Yoina, that when the Torah says, when Yirmiyahu says, Al Ozvam is Tarasa, it cannot be that they didn't learn at all, because if they didn't learn at all, then the Chacham and the Nevi'im would certainly know that that was the reason that the Beis Mikdash was destroyed. The answer is they learned, they were Isaac and Torah. But, and we're going to say the words of Rabbeinu Yoina inside, says Rabbeinu Yoina, which the run there in the dorm brings down, the same sugi is in the dorm, Daf Pei Aleph, Ad Shapir Shakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, Shehu Yoidea Ma'am Kei Aleph, he knows the depths of a person's heart. Shaloi Ha'yim Avarach Ba'atarat Chil Kloimer, what does that mean? Shaloi Ha'isa Atarach Shuvah Be'nem, it wasn't Chashav Kol Kach, Sheyehei Roy Levarach Aleph, it wasn't so important for them to make a bracha on. Shaloi Ha'yu Ha'iskin Ba'al Ishma, they were missing in the lishma, in sincerely learning Torah for its own sake, because Hashem commanded us to learn Torah. Umitoich kach, since they didn't learn lishma, hayu mezalzelim bebirchasa. They were not careful with the bracha. V'hainu, that's what it means leholchuba. They didn't go in it kolaymer bekavanasa ulishma. And then the run concludes, Eilu divrei harav hachasidzal. These are the words of the great Chassid Rabbeinu Yoina, Ve'hein noim re'uyim l'misha amram. They are beautiful words and very proper to that person, Rabbeinu Yoina, who said this pshat. This continues the Gemara, Amar Rab Chama, Ma'idichsev, what is the pshat in the Pasuk when it says, in Mishlei, Belev navain tanua chachma, in a discerning heart, chachma will rest, Ubekarev Ksilaman in the midst of fools, Tivade will be made known. It means, Belev Novan Tanu Chachm Zet Tamat Chachm Ben Tamat Chachm. A Tamat Chachm, the son of Tamat Chachm. That is hidden in the heart. Ubekarev Ksilam in the midst of Ksilam, Tivade will be publicized. Zet Tamat Chachm Ben Amoritz, that's Tamat Chachm, the son of an Amoritz. As the Maral, Rashi first of all says that he made it. He was an Amoritz and he made it. So he wants to let everybody know that he made it. He publicized it. The Maral explains that something that is not usual makes news. A Talmud Chacham, the son of a Talmud Chacham, that's usual, normal, not newsworthy. However, the Talmud Chacham, the son of an Amoritz, that's newsworthy. It's not usual and therefore becomes publicized. Continues the Gemara Amar Ula. That's what people say. Astira, a coin, belagina in a pitcher, kishkish karia, it makes noise when you bang it around. But let's say it's full to the top, so then there's no room to put in another coin, then it'll make no noise. So the same thing, a Talmud Chacham, the son of a Talmud Chacham, that's compared to a pitcher that's full to the top. However, a Talmud Chacham, the son of an Amoritz, he's the only one making noise in the picture. That's why when a Talmud Chacham is the son of an Amoritz, that becomes publicized. V'gadol Amrlei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira, Ma'idich Siv Katan V'gadol Sham. It says in Pasuk in the Eve that the Katan and the Gadol are there in the grave. Who he ve'eved chavshi me'adonav, and a slave who is free from his master. Asked Rabbi Yirmiyahu to Rabbi Zeira, Atala Yadana de Katan v'Gadol Sham, who don't we know that everybody winds up there, a Katan and a Gadol? Ella, what does it mean? Kol Amakten Atzmai Al Divrei Torah, B'Olam Hazeh, whoever is small in this world, Nas HaGadol Olam Haba, and Olam Haba becomes big. That's Katan v'Gadol. And it's going referring to Olam Haba. V'Chol HaMeisim Atzmai Ke'Eved Al Divrei Torah B'Olam Hazeh, whoever makes himself an Eved on Torah in this world, Nas HaChavshi Olam Haba, he becomes free in Olam Haba. Rish Lakish, Hava Mitzayin Ma'atad Rabbanit. As Rashi explains, he didn't want that the Chacham should be a cause of somebody, a Kohen, to go over and become Tomei, not knowing where the kever of the Tzaddik was, and that's why he would outline, would line the exact kever so that the Chacham should know that he should not go over there and become Tame through Tumas oil. Kimati l'mati Rabbi Chiya, when he came to the cave of Rabbi Chiya, the cave of Rabbi Chiya, it got lost from him. He didn't know where it was. Cholishtaita, he felt bad. Omar, he said, Rabbi Shalom, loipa paltu tar kamai. He said, why can't I know where he's buried? Wasn't I mefalpatar like Rabbi Chiya? Yatsu basko v'amaloi. Abasko came out from Shemam and said to him, tar kamai s'mapalta. You were mefalpal and tar like Rabbi Chiya. But tar kamai s'mapalta. You were not a marbitz tar. Rashi says marbitz tar comes from the lushan of putting hamarbitz adeyamashke, that you spread out water over your field, so too a person who's a marbitz taira spreads out taira all over. And now the Gemara is going to show us how Rav Chiya spread taira. When Rav Chanina, as Rashi says, Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya used to have an argument in halacha. One time they had an argument. Omar lay Rav Chanina Rav Chiya, Bahari Didikoman says, you're fighting with me, chas v'shalom. Let's say Torah would be forgotten from Klal Yisrael, I would be able to bring it back with my great pilpul in Torah. Amar le Rav Chiya, Rav Chanina, Rav Chiya said to Rav Chanina, but how did he come in? Says, you're fighting with me. The avdi le Torah de lo yishtachlu Yisrael. I caused that Torah would not be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. My avid. And what did I do? Azlina, I went, vishadinu kisna, I sold flax, vigadilna nishbi, and I weaved nets, vitsaidna tabi, and I trapped deer, umachilna besraeli asmi. I gave the flesh of the deer to Yisomim, to orphans. Varichna megilta, Rashi says, umesakin anima raseim klofim. I made parchments, I worked like a tanner on the hides of the animals, and I made parchment. Vikasavna chamishikum shei, I wrote the five chumashim, Visalikna Lamasa, and I went to a city, Rashi says, to a place where there were no teachers, there were no Malamde Tinoikis, Umakrina Khamish Yunukum Khamishumsha. I taught five boys, each one got one of the five Khumashim he knew. Umasnina, and I taught Mishnaya Shista Yanuke, six boys, Shisha Sidri. I gave each one say their Mishnayas, Ram Rarna Lahu, and I told them, Adaha Darna. And until such time that I come back, Vasina, Akru Adari, each one should teach each other the five Chumashim, Vasnu Adari, and each one should teach each other the six Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Va'avdi lo l'tar l'shtak l'mishol. As the Marshal explains, not Bekoyach, but Bepoyal. I caused that Torah would not be forgotten from Yisrael. Hayna Domer Rebbe, when Rebbe heard this, he exclaimed, Kama Gedoy l'maisachi, how great are the actions of Rav Chiya. And that's why no one was Marbitz Torah like Rav Chiya. The Marsha says, what was the greatness of Rav Chiya's actions? That he could have bought the deer from someone. But then there would be a machshava zora in the sale. The guy who's selling it to him is interested in making money. So the godless of Rav Chiya was that from the beginning, from the flax, he sold the flax. He weaved the nets. He caught the deer. He did everything with Shema. The meat he didn't waste. He did chesed. He gave it to the Yisayimim. So there was nothing impure. The only way the Torah can have a kiyum is if it's pure. So it was totally pure from day one. Similarly, the Gra says at Beis HaMedrash, where the bricks, the nails, where everything that's in the Beis HaMedrash had no shemets of gzeil or geneva, such a shul, there would never be a machshav zor in the middle of davening. The reason where Chas v'Shalom we have these bad machshavas in the middle of davening is because not everything 100% was pure in the Beis HaMedrash. If it would be, we would have pure machshavas during davening. This is the greatness of the works of Chiya. I wanted to suggest Lefiani Azdaiti, and it's written in my Sefer Oir HaOiris on Amud Kuf Samach Aleph, that perhaps the pshat is the greatness of Rav Chiya was that he as Yecheskel is called, Yecheskel ben Buzi, Shabiza Atzma al Divrei Torah. He embarrassed himself for Torah. What Rav Chiya did here is he acted like a tanner. As Rashi says, he worked on the hides to make them into parchments. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Oiloi lemishum nase bursiki, woe to the one who's a tanner. It's such a low class and inferior type of a job that a person has to go through in that job. The Gemara says, Pshait nevilta b'shuka v'shkoil igra v'leitema kahana anah. Don't say I'm a Kayin, it's not worthy for me. Even don't get handouts. Al Tesarech Labri is don't get handouts, even become a tanner, even become someone who takes off hides. So we see that the malacha of taking hides off an animal, skinning hides and processing hides, working with hides, is a derogatory type of umnis, which a person should do rather than take a handout, take staka. But it is a derogatory type of work. And yet, Rav Chiya was ready to do it, to be mevaz himself for Torah. And when Talmidim see to what extent a Rebbe is ready to give of himself for Torah, that makes an impression in their hearts, and that causes the continuity of Torah. Hainu d'amar Rebbe, kama gedoyla maisri, how great were the actions of Rav Chiya, perhaps, as we've explained, because he was mevaz himself by being a tanner for Divrei Torah. Amalei Rabbi, small Rabbi Isi. Afilu Mimar, is Rabbi Chiya even greater than you, Rebbe? Amar Lei, in, yes, he's greater than me. Afilu Miaba, is he even greater than your father, is he even greater than my father? Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, is he even greater than Rabbi Yossi? Amar Lei, Chas V'Shalom, Lei take his eyes V'Shalom, he's not greater than your father, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was considered greater than even Rabbi Chiya. Amar Rabbi Zera, Emesh, yesterday, nearly Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. I saw Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina in a dream. Amar Tiloi, he was already deceased. I said to him, Eitzel Miyato Takua, who are you stationed by in Olam Abba? Amar Li Eitzel Rabbi Yochanan, I'm next to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Mi, who's he next to? Eitzel Rabbi Yani. Rabbi Yani Eitzel Mi, who's Rabbi Yani next to? Eitzel Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina Eitzel Mi, Eitzel Rabbi Chi, he's by Rabbi Chi. Amar Tiloi, I said to him, Rabbi Yochanan Eitzel Rabbi Chi, Loi. Rabbi Yochanan is not worthy to be next to Rabbi Chi. Amar Li, so he answered me, Ba'asar, in a place, the Skukin Denura, where you have lightning bolts, Uba'urin Da'asha, and there are torches of fire, the Isha of fire, Man Me'el Bar Nafkulu Taman, how could a son of a blacksmith come there? Rabbi Yochanan's father was a blacksmith. And the Marsha explains that the Pshat is that here we're talking about fire itself. The power of Rabbi Yochanan, similar to what we had before with Rabbi Chanina. Rav Chanina was b'koyach. He had potential that if Torah would be forgotten, he'd bring it back with his pilpul. But Rav Chiya was b'poyel. The same thing. Rav Yochanan is compared to a blacksmith who makes sparks. Potentially could spread Torah. But Rav Chiya is like lightning bolts. He's like torches of fire. He actually is fire. He actually spread Torah. Rav Yochanan can't sit right next to Rav Chiya. Amar Rav Chaviva. Ishtoili Rab Chaviva Bar Sumki. I heard from Rab Chaviva Bar Sumki that Chazi, the Bach says the next word is Li. Chazli Ahuma Rabban Davishrich El Yogabe. I saw a certain person, a certain Talmud Chacham that El Yo used to come to him. The Litzafra in the morning, Havi Shafir and Aina, his eyes were fine. Ulaurta, and at night, Damien Kedemiklin Benurin. They looked like they were singed in fire. Amrile, and I asked that Talmud Chacham, my high, what happened to you? Amar Li, the Amrile Leliyo, I asked Leliyo, who used to always come to me, Achli Rabban, I want to see the Rabban, Kisal Kilim Sifli Rikim, when they go up to the heavenly abode, the heavenly yeshiva in Shemarim, I'd like to see how they go up. Amar Li, so Leliyo answered me, Bekulam Matzah Zastakulibu, you can look at all of them, Labar Megahar Kud Rabkiya, except for the throne of Rabkiya. The light is talking about, don't look at that, my Simonai. How do you know that it'll be the throne of Rabkiya? Bekulu Azli Malachi Kisak Vinasi. By all the rest, Malachim accompany them when they go up and down, when they descend. Labar migark de Rabbi Chiya, except for Rabbi Chiya's throne, Dibin Menafshe Salk Vinach. It goes up and down by itself, as the Ben Yoyada explains, this is Mida Keneged Mida, because since he was the one who did everything by himself concerning the nets and the deer and the parchments that we learned about before of Gedoyla Maisachia. That's why he's Zoycha, that he doesn't even need Malachim to go up and down, he goes up by himself. Loi Matsoy, look, man, I've shown you. So this Talmud Chacham said, I wasn't able to control myself. Istakoloi Boy, and I looked at the throne of Rav Chiya. Osetrei Butitin, and there were two sparks of light came. Umachyu Lahu Gavra, and they hit that person, meaning himself. Vesiminu Leina, and they caused him to be blinded. Toysis on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph tells us that even though we're soon going to learn he got cured, but the sign of singe stayed with him even after he got his sight back. But meanwhile, we're speaking about he's blinded. Lamacher, the next day, Azli, I went, this blind Talmud Chacham, Ish Tatchi Ama'arte, I prostrated myself on his kever, Amina, and I said to Reb Chiya, you're the one who made the Tosefta, as Rashi brings down, Masnaisa Demar Masnina. I studied all the time the Tosefta Reb Chiya. And what the Ben Yoyada explains is that assume is Chashuv Kemeis. If you say over the Torah of someone, then his lips move in his grave. So it's like causing him to come alive. So I always learned the Tosefta Reb Chiya, so I made his lips move in the kever. I'm causing him to be alive. And I am now, because of Reb Chiya, I am assume a Chashuv Kemeis. And as a result, this... and he got healed, although as we said that the singe remained on his eyes. Elio, Elio used to come to the yeshiva of Rabbi. Yomichad, one day, Reish Yarchav, was Rosh Chodesh. Nogalei was late, Vloyasi didn't come. Amarle, when he finally showed up, they said to Elio, my time in Nogalei, Mar, why were you late? Amarle, so he answered to Rabbi, Adu ukimna lavram, till I woke up avram, umashina yada, I washed his hands. The Marsha says, Misa of tzaddikim is like a slumber, and just like when a person in the morning, when he wakes up, he has to wash negelvasser, so I had to wash the negelvasser of avram. Umatzli, then he davened. Umaginninole, then I put him back to rest. Vechenli, it's Vechenli Yaakov, I did the same thing. So it took up so much time that I was late. So the Gemara asked, "Well, look, minu bari adari, why didn't he wake them all up at the same time? Wash their hands at the same time." Savre, he held to kife barachmi that they would daven at the same time. There would be such a outpouring of rachamim that rachamim would be gover over the midas hadin of Hashem. Umais lelo mashiach blaz mani, mashiach would come before his time. Omar le, so Rebbe said to Elio, is anyone now alive that has the power of Tfil of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Omar Le, Elio answered, Ikar Reb Chiya Bar Reb Chiya and his sons, they have the power. So Gozer Rebbe Tanisa, Rebbe made a tiny tzibber, Achsinil Reb Chiya Bar, they brought down Reb Chiya and his sons, as Tosfos on Pevam Amud Aleph states that by, the Medrash tells us that by a tiny tzibber, three people go in front of the Amud, as we find by Moshe, Aaron, and Hur, by Amalek, that three went down. So he brought all three down to the Amid. Omar, and then Reb Chiya said, Masha v'ruach, v'nash v'zika, the wind blew. Omar, Marit HaGeshem, v'asra mitra, and the rain came. Kimot l'meimer, Mechaya Mesem, when he was saying the bracha of Atta Giber, which states Mechaya Mesem, he was coming to say Mechaya Mesem. Rogish Alma, the whole world shook. Because if he would have gone on, he would have caused at that moment Chiyas HaMesim. Amri Barakiya, they said in heaven, Man Goli Razia Ba'alma, who revealed the secret in the world that Reb Chiya and his sons, they could bring Chiyas HaMesim right now through their tefillah. Amri Elio, so they said, Elio was the one. Aishul Elio, they brought Elio, Machiu, they hit him, Sheet and Pulte, 60 lashes, the newer fiery lashes, and they said, you know, put a stop to this, it's not the time for Mashiach to come, it's not the time of Chiyas HaMesim. Also he came, Idmilei Kedubadanur, he came like a fiery bear, and he distracted them, Olbenai went amongst them, Vitar Dinhu, and he caused them to become distracted, and therefore their tefillahs were not able to bring Tchiyas HaMesim. But this was the power of the tefillah of Reb Chiya Ubanov, that they could have brought through their tefillah Tchiyas HaMesim, just like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov.